Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 那世界杯已经开赛了，今天就由我跟 John 两位非球迷来给大家介绍一下一些专业的球赛用语。
But actually, we're good at research. We're good at explaining things, so that's what we're going to do, talking a little bit about football. And so the first word I want to look at today is hat trick.So a hat trick is used quite often in football to describe one player who has scored a goal three times.
先来说说帽子戏法。我们大家都知道帽子戏法指的是在一场球赛中一名队员三次将球踢进对方的球门。
And what is so interesting is that according to the Extended Oxford English Dictionary from 1999, the term actually came into use after a cricket player took three wickets in three balls.And so what happened was, a collection was held for him, for the player, of money, and that money was used to buy him a hat.
Okay, 原来帽子戏法最早出现是在板球 cricket 的比赛中，是因为有一个选手连续三次得到了 wicket, 三次击中门柱而得分，那后来得到了一顶帽子作为奖励。
Okay, and so the next word we're looking at is round robin, sometimes called an all-play, all-tournament, in which competition each contestant meets all other contestants in turn. And so this is obviously very different from an elimination tournament, where if you lose, you are completely out. And round robin, doesn't matter if you win, lose, or tie, you're going to face each and every opponent.
Round robin 是循环赛的意思，就是说在这种赛制中，每个队都能和其他的队至少比赛一次。那这个是跟淘汰赛有明显区别的。
And so while you're watching the game, you're probably going to come across different types of kicks. First, let's take a look at place kick. So a place kick is a corner kick, a free kick, a goal kick, a kickoff, or perhaps even a penalty kick.
Okay, place kick, 定位球呢，既可以指角球，也可以指任意球、球门球、开球，或者是罚球。
And so a direct kick is a method of restarting play following a foul.Unlike an indirect free kick, which we'll talk about in a minute, a goal may be scored directly against the opposing side without the ball having first touched another player.
任意球 free kick 也分两种，一种是直接任意球，一种是间接任意球。那直接任意球中呢，队员可以将球直接射入犯规球队的球门。而间接任意球呢 ，obviously 啊，球在进门之前必须被其他的队员触及才可以。
Right, and so a corner kick happens when the attacking team leaves the field of play by crossing the goal line without a goal having been scored, and also it was last touched by a defending player.
角球的判罚则是在防守队员将球踢出底线后做出的。
Right, and so obviously it's called a corner kick because it takes place at the corner of where the goal line meets the other borderline.Of the field. So the last word that I want to look at this week is offside. The way it usually works out is that an attacking player is behind the last defending player and then he receives the ball. That is usually considered to be offside.
越位指的则是当进攻队员在对方半场并且站的位置处于所有对方防守队员的前边。同时他接到了队友的传球，那这种情况就会被称为越位。
I hope that some of these explanations have helped you understand football a little bit better.
Yeah, and that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.